Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Ask the Archangel teleconference call. I'm very excited this evening to be here and be the vehicle for Archangel Metatron to come. We haven't heard from him in a while on these calls, and I think it'll be a wonderful evening. And here's John.
There's John. Here's Jenny. Oh, no, that's a different time. Sorry. Welcome. We really appreciate you all. And very pleased that we got a nice big group this evening. As always, of course, we will start with a channeling from Joan. And as she has told us, it's going to be a Metatron evening. The archangels have requested that questions only be about the evening's topic and be short and concise so that everyone has a chance to ask a question. When you make the questions about tonight's topic, our friends can expand the teaching for you and the entire group. Let's everybody take a deep breath and help Joan bring in our wonderful friend.
As everyone breathes easily and consistently, begin to relax and let go of all the thoughts and events of the day, and become very present in this moment. Greetings, beloveds. It is I, Archangel Metatron. I come from the vast collective consciousness of the all that is, of which you are a part, dear ones. I also come in my capacity as a Lord of Light. And this is important for you to take notice of this evening, because as we gather together this evening, we will bring forth great frequencies of light that are emanating from this vast collective consciousness. Every one of you must start to recognize the vastness of your being as a creator of light embodied in a physical body. As you sit in the quietness and you reflect on this, it's important for you to recognize the wholeness of who you are as a vast being of light. When you reflect in this state of consciousness, all doors are open to you. A consciousness starts to impregnate all parts of you, stimulating more of your awareness of yourself as soul spirit. So we encourage you in the coming times to reflect on this one concept. I am the vastness of the all that is. I am a vast being of light. And when you say this affirmation and you reflect on what that feels like to be in such a state of consciousness, great expansion begins to take place in your awareness. No longer do you just think of yourself as a human being, for you begin to know yourself from that vaster state of consciousness. It doesn't take a whole lot of effort on your part, but it does require a little of your time to sit in this state of being. Have no expectations as you sit, knowing your wholeness and completeness. So this evening, as we gather to take questions that you have in regards to the coming times, the great changes that are occurring, the wonderful alignments that are put in play to support your evolution, to support you seeing and recognizing the vastness of who you are. These are very auspicious times in which you have chosen to embody. So be in a state of joy, with excited expectation of the things that are to come. So that said, I would like to now open this gathering to questions and comments so that we might delve further into the vastness from which you emanate.
Well, I'm going to start it off this evening because we have three questions that were sent in beforehand, folks that were not going to be able to be here. So, dear Metatron, there seems to be a lot of debate about the speaking or praying in tongues from the Holy Spirit. Although speaking in tongues is almost exclusively linked to certain Christian groups, the phenomenon may have energetic frequency implications for those of us not in those groups. Could you comment on that and explain what's actually happening? We certainly would appreciate it. Thank you.
This is a wonderful question, because as I have spoken to you this evening about the vastness of your being, the vastness of all that you are from a collective standpoint, this presence of the divine, the presence of the Holy Spirit, is a very viable presence. It is the presence of your source, so that you, as that individual expression of source, can navigate the worlds of form in a more conscious state. The presence of the Holy Spirit is an integral part in this navigation through the world of form, recouping the vast energetic components of who you are at a spirit level, having a physical experience. Now, often it is recognized that speaking in tongues is a gift of the Holy Spirit. And yes, to some degree, this is true. Understand, it is not related to any religious doctrine or religious organization, but it is related to the vastness of who you are at a soul-spirit level. Speaking in tongues is an angelic, energetic languaging, and it has many dialects. When you begin to either hear these different dialects as you sit in the quietness, you may not at first recognize exactly what that dialect is or what the message is. But this does not limit the energetics that you are receiving through the sound currents of these languages. The angelic realm is very devoted to humanity and the evolution of humanity as Christed beings. Some may unexpectedly start to speak in a tongue. Here again, you may not recognize the meaning, but if you pay attention, you will feel the shift, the energetic shift within you that is brought through the sound currents of what you are speaking. If you do not have any reservations in allowing this to come through your body, either by hearing or speaking, you will benefit greatly from the energetics being sent from that vast collective consciousness. But most importantly, you connect with the angelics themselves. Eventually, you will understand, you will know what is being said to you. It's not important that you translate it. It's just in recognizing through the capacity of yourself, of just knowing what is being transmitted to you. You are not limited in any way by a certain state of consciousness to receive this gift. You just have to be open, and as I have said earlier in this conversation, make yourself available in the quietness as you examine more fully yourself as a Christed being, as a soul spirit, as being a part of a vast collective consciousness. So don't be put off thinking that it is only a Christian. The source is only Christian. And if you are not a Christian, you cannot receive. There is no limit to the presence of the Holy Spirit. It is open to every being, whether they are embodied or not. Because you are a part of that divine image. And that is all you have to recognize.
Thank you, Metatron. Our second question of the evening that's been sent in is that they would appreciate more information on what the covenant is in the Ark of the Covenant.
The covenant is the covenant or the agreement that you have with your source as you embodied in an individualized expression. And that covenant is that you are a vast being of light, created in the image of your source. And that covenant never leaves you, regardless of your embodiment, your state of consciousness. It is always there. Now, there is such a thing that many of you have heard of, and that is called the Ark of the Covenant. And it comes from writings of ancient times. It was much misunderstood. So there was a vehicle, a physical expression, a vehicle that was impregnated with a vast energetic template. It's a very forceful and expansive energetic. And because beings who held states of consciousness that constructed that physical vehicle of expression, because they themselves held that consciousness of their covenant with Source, they were able to physically impregnate that vehicle with a very refined light energy that was very, very powerful. Here again, as I said, that is misunderstood. It is thought of as only a physical vehicle. You possess, each one of you, because you have that covenant with the divine, with your source, you possess an Ark of the Covenant. It emanates from the second triad, which is composed of the third eye, the pineal, and the medulla oblongata. And as you move the light energies through that triad, it opens up the gateways into the Ark of the Covenant through the medulla oblongata. The gateways are open. As some of you may know, the medulla center is an ascension, a part of the ascension chamber. So as that light moves through the second triad and comes forth through the medulla, it creates this very explosive arc over your head of light, of Christed light emanating from the medulla over the head, and eventually it encompasses the entire physical form, the etheric body. Now, many have seen pictures of very elevated beings that they consider to be saints who had what you call a halo. This was an expression of this Ark of the Covenant. And not knowing that, many did not realize that they also were in possession of that, because they had an unending, eternal covenant with their source. So as you are able to recognize that in yourself and open up further the medulla center so that that gate is open to create a more expressive form of that Ark of the Covenant, through the physical and the non-physical aspects of you, you begin to have access to other states of consciousness. You begin to know yourself as that vast being of light, because that pathway is open. The refined energies of light move through you and around you on a consistent basis. This is a teaching that not many are aware of. Some of you in this group have heard of it and have worked with it extensively. Some have never heard of it. But regardless, it does not limit your ability to experience it more fully.
Thank you, Metatron. Our third and final question that was sent in is the Christed matrix that is held deep in Mother Earth and in our sacred hearts more like a grid or a template? Is it held within the star tetrahedron geometry? And will the Christed matrix expand, evolve, or grow during these changing times? I know that's a sort of a triple question, but hopefully you could help this person who wrote in this question. Thank you.
It's a very good question. The Christed matrix is more than just an energetic template. It is more than a matrix. It is a vast, vast energetic component that, like the Ark of the Covenant, is composed of energetics directly from source, light frequencies that are very powerful and potent. Now, when the Christed Matrix was returned to Earth, because as many of you knew, that it was removed at the fall of consciousness because it could not be sustained in the dense reality of separation, pain, misery, and fear of humanity. So when it was returned in 2011, it was returned in a very basic energetic format, and it was returned to the realms of form, to the Earth as a Christed planet, in a sacred geometrical configuration of a star tetrahedron, a gold star tetrahedron that represents the energetics of a Christed being on a Christed planet. It was a very basic energetic template. It wasn't very activated. But since 2011, many beings of light have awakened to a greater sense of themselves. They are more conscious of the covenant that they have with the divine. They are more conscious of parts of themselves that emanate from the vaster realms of source, from that vast collective consciousness. And because of that, and because of the energetics of that Christed matrix that every human holds within their heart, they have amplified, expanded, increased the energetics of the Christed matrix, both within the Earth and within each individual human navigating a Christed planet as a Christed being. So it is important to take note that as we move forward in these coming times, the emanation of light coming from source is very potent and dynamic. And as you receive it into your body, into your sacred heart, into all aspects of who you are, you affect the functioning of that Christed matrix, and you bring about vaster states of those energetics to be present within the Earth and with humanity, that will bring about full consciousness of the Christed nature that you are as an individual and that you are as a collective consciousness on planet Earth. Between now and the end of 2015, many influxes of light and love emanating from source will come into your onto your planet and into each individual embodied at this time, uplifting, upgrading the energetics of the Earth and the body itself, so that in the coming year of 2016, many of you will create significant differences in the world. A lot of the issues that you are facing at this time will begin to find solutions. And those who have been so invested in their separation, in their judgment, in their pain, in their misery, will start to begin to let go of that just a little at first. They may not recognize that their thoughts are different, that the way they view life is a little different. But because you have come before and held those frequencies in a very refined way and have recognized the vastness of who you are, have recognized the covenant that you hold with your source, this enables more and more of that Christed matrix to become a very potent, activated, energetic matrix that will bring about full Christ consciousness. So, as I have said earlier in this conversation, we encourage you to recognize who you are from that vaster level, to recognize, to see the Ark of the Covenant around your body, over your head, elevating all of the energetics of your seven chakras relating to your body, interfacing with the seven chakras above your body, so that you might know the vastness of who you are. So now, with these things discussed, I would like to invite all of you to start to participate with us now and to make your comments, ask your questions as they relate to these wonderful energetics that are emanating now from your source.
Here we go. You're on with Lord Metatron.
Hello, Lord Metatron.
Good evening.
Could you share with us, as these influxes of light continue, may I assume in a more exponential and amplified way over these next few months?
Yes.
How will they show up for us in physicality? Some of us have had conversations of utilizing the light and shifting into our self-illuminative state of being.
Yes.
Please?
Yes. This is recognizing what I've been talking about. When you begin to feel the energetics that are emanating and coming into your body, when you have spent the time to sit in the silence and receive, you will begin to see subtly at first changes in your consciousness, changes in the awareness of who you are, changes in your thinking process. You will react less and direct your thoughts and your emotions very consistently. And some of you are already seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of you are having difficulties in the throat area because this is a vast energetic that not all of you understand the functioning of. It is much more than aligning your will with the will of Source, speaking your truth. This center has a great capacity to help you come into the fullness in a unified state of who you are. It is the segue between the heart and the pineal center.
Mm-hmm.
And those energetics flow to a great extent when you are able to tone, chant, speak. And when you speak in a direct way, not from a reactive state. So as that chakra becomes much more active, the consciousness and the light that you are receiving is made more usable throughout your body.
Could you, could I make a comment and please comment on it? So the liquid golden nectar, is that the bridgeway that actually impacts our physical bodies so that we might be regenerating it and rejuvenating it?
Correct. Because it affects you at a cellular level. It affects the neurons of the brain, the neurons of the cell, as that viscous light, that nectar that you have created. You have created this nectar in that second triad as you move the light energies back and forth between the third eye, the pineal, and the medulla center. You create that nectar so that the cells begin to recognize that viscous expression of light as the source of their nutrition. And they respond, the cells respond in manifesting wholeness and health and well-being. So it was a great awareness that you received when you began to work with the light through that second triad, creating various uses. First, the liquid that was brought through the bloodstream and the chemicals of the body, because your body is made up mostly of liquid. So that was the first that you learned. And then you learned about this beautiful golden nectar. And that golden nectar of light is very much in the essence of the Christed nature of your consciousness and your planet.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful question.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you.
It is very appropriate in these times.
And I'm seeing the violet flame interacting with the golden nectar.
Violet flame burns always in the heart. And it is also representative of that Christed imaging.
And the indigo then is the, shall we say, cosmic womb, that whole darkness?
The indigo color code holds the vaster emanations of that Christed imaging and begins to connect all parts of your energetic system so that it operates in great coherency.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
You're on with Lord Metatron.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm trying to formulate a question, but it's about daily life. And the question is, when I wake up in the morning, I used to look through my eyes and identify my body. And now, what with all this information about the Ark of Covenant and the Tetrahedron Christ matrix in my heart, what would you do to change that perception of me? Seeing me as a physical body, but so for example, I wake up, I sit on the bed, and instead of focusing my feet on I focus on my on the Ark of the Covenant on the Christian matrix, and I open the door of my room, and I see myself in these two points, forgetting about the body. Yeah, what I'm trying to say, how can I develop a different understanding on my feet, on myself, you know, in order to move away from the physicalness that I'm used to. Yeah, can you make
you
a comment on that?
You do not want... Yes, I understand. It's very important, as I have said, repeatedly in this in these conversations about recognizing the vastness of who you are in that silence. So when you arise from the sleep state, and before you go into the sleep state, go into it in that state of consciousness. But understand that your body has purpose. So it is not about eliminating your awareness of your body. You must anchor yourself, your spirit, within the body. And you now have the tools in which to do that. So it is about recognizing that you are spirit embodied in a physical form, expressing yourself as an individual expression of Source, as a Christed being.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not about leaving the body. It's about anchoring that consciousness within the body and within the earth.
Okay.
So it's not one or the other. It is about building coherency, consistency, stabilization within the body, within the consciousness of that vast spirit that you are. So it works together in a very coherent manner. It's not one or the other.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So, you know, when you stop trying to have it either one way or another and build that coherency and build that unity within yourself as an embodied being but also as spirit, it becomes much easier.
Okay, you're on with Lord Metatron.
I just wanted to say thank you for being there to articulate my experience just as I'm having it. That's such a powerful thing for me and very validating, and I'm very grateful for it.
Well, let's talk about that experience.
Are you
beginning to experience yourself in that unified expression?
And in the vastness? Yes.
Yes, yes.
It's like you said it exactly, that I no longer feel like I'm seeking. I feel like I've come into this place of vastness, as you say, in which anything is possible, and I've never felt more connected or more whole or more happy.
Wonderful. You know, when you enter that space having no expectations of what it is or how it feels or any of that, but just enter in it in the innocence of a child, very childlike, many things occur, and your consciousness begins to expand. The unity that was so missing in third, fourth dimension is now present, and you see yourself from all perspectives as divine, as whole, and also as a human having an experience in the realm of form. It is in that unity consciousness that you begin to see yourself in a more coherent fashion without limitation. So wonderful for you noticing this. Many people try so hard to achieve certain states of consciousness that they limit the experience from occurring by just being, allowing, and you obviously have entered without any of those restrictions.
Yeah, it's just there. it's just there, and it's not frightening, and it doesn't feel too vast, and I feel more connected to the past, the present, the future, all of that than ever before, and it no longer matters what order they're in or, you know.
Correct.
All of that, yeah. It's
wonderful.
The connection.
Thank you for speaking up and relaying your experience.
Thank you.
Caller, you're on with Lord Metatron.
Hi, Lord Metatron.
Hello.
I wanted to ask if you could elaborate a little bit. You were speaking a moment ago about toning and chanting and saying that when we're able to do this, it can help facilitate opening up our fifth chakra, and once we do that, we're able to receive more light. Did I understand that correctly?
Correct, because you are creating a vibration within your physicality, but most importantly, you are creating a vibration that is very coherent within the seven chakras relating to your body. So here again, we go back to that coherency within the body that then elevates the body in its vibration and also assists the consciousness to flower and open. Fifth chakra is a very important part of your energetic system. It creates the vibration. It's not just relegated to languaging, speaking, but it is about creating vibrations within the body and within the chakra system. It is also about creating with the sound currents. Sound is a very much an integral part of the creative mechanism.
I see. I was just, it caught my attention because I have started chanting and feel the need to chant and have been chanting quite a bit. And I didn't understand about the fifth chakra, but I did realize that it overall raises my vibration as a being. And I can feel that.
You can feel it in your body.
Mm-hmm.
Some start very basically with just toning vowel sounds or toning om. This is a very powerful way to begin. And just pay attention. Feel the vibration throughout your body. Feel that unification taking place in the chakra system and the coherency that is developing. Wonderful, wonderful question. Thank you for sharing.
Sure. Thank you so much, Lord Metatron.
You're on with Lord Metatron.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, because nobody's asking questions, I can wait, but I didn't want to answer or make comments on what you just say about me leaving the body. Because my English is limited. I was referring not leaving the body, but where to put my attention. So the attention goes to a thought and emotion or the seven living words. What I'm trying to understand, because I'm trying to understand something, I don't know where I'm trying to go, but beside these two points or three point of attention, there is anything else that can help me to experience the vastness of myself during the day. So I don't want to leave the body. I love the body, but I would like to find a way to expand myself, directing my attention constantly to something else than the thoughts and the emotion. Yeah, sorry if I ask another question. But
that's quite all right. It is about building that coherency within the body. It's not about holding your attention specifically on one specific area of the body.
Okay.
But it is in tapping into that consciousness that operates in a more coherent way throughout the body as you experience your life in a body. So you will have times where your attention is drawn to driving, interacting with others, or just doing mundane activities throughout the day, such as dressing or brushing your teeth. But recognizing in those activities, in the times where your mind, your rational mind is functioning, but also that higher mind is functioning. You spend too much time trying to figure it out from your rational mind rather than experiencing the higher mind as it works simultaneously along side by side with that rational mind. You don't have to figure it out.
Okay.
You just have to be who you are. And in the times that you set aside for meditation or that silent time, then direct your attention to the silence within your sacred heart and experience the vastness of yourself as that being of light. But during the day, navigate your day as normal.
Thank you very much. This clarified what I was trying to figure out. Thank you. Have a nice evening.
Are there any further questions or comments that you would like to make?
You're on with Lord Metatron.
Hello. Again, could you speak to us a little more specifically about changes of heart that the collective of humanity is going to experience? Certainly you mentioned that it will begin in a subtle way, and yet as the collective of humanity becomes more unified, there would be sort of a quantum, what would be the right word, the quantum leap?
Yes.
In not only could we say that it will be a change of heart that will affect governments and leadership and act to dissolve that charge of polarity that people experience in the 3D density? Will that just sort of dissolve away?
Yes. But it is a gradual process because you have so many varying states of consciousness playing out now in the world. You have those who are very invested in their separation, in their judgment of others, whether they be because of the color of the skin or the religion or the ethnic background. There's a lot still to be transmuted. However, there is a quantum leap now taking place on planet Earth because of the activations that have occurred within the Christed Matrix. Mm-hmm. And you are, if you will pay attention to the subtleties, whether they be in government or in your everyday life,
mm-hmm.
on how people are reacting a little differently. They're more conscious because of the love within their sacred heart for humanity, for others' needs, to be of assistance, for the animal kingdom, how it is inappropriate to abuse animals, to abuse another because of that polarity of whether you are feminine or masculine. It is inexcusable to many, and they are voicing it. They are using their voice, and they are working together to bring about changes. sometimes it starts within your relationship with the animal kingdom, because humanity finds that much easier than dealing with people. So when they see that as a way to help animals, to protect them, to nurture them, then that very easily translates to humanity.
Mm.
Because they get the foundational template from the love in their heart. And it's very easy to relate to animals, because animals, especially domestic animals, reciprocate that love.
Mm-hmm.
So you build this foundation by this very subtle interaction. Not too long ago, you had something occur where a majestic lion was killed, and the outcry within humanity was extensive. Why is it that humanity doesn't yet get that connection about the outcry of some of the things that are happening within communities of the earth? Because you haven't reached that coherent state yet, and the animals will teach you this. But most important, it's in, as I have said so often, about paying attention. Paying attention to the subtleties. Noticing when those who you interact with begin to change just a little, or they say things or do things that are you could never have expected of them. It's in noticing these subtleties that you put energy, your light energy, into them, and it expands it further.
Mm-hmm. And so exchanging smiles and hellos and just having a giggle or a laugh, or generally uplifting, having an intention to uplift those that we meet, be they animal or people.
Yes, yes. It's coming from the heart. And even if you don't know the individual, smiling, the clerk in the store, have a great day, thank you.
Yeah.
You have no idea how that benefits that individual, how it changes the way they view their job or their work environment.
And so that sense of us all being one family,
yeah,
that's quite a living catalyst.
It is.
To transform, yeah.
And it's in noticing and putting forth the effort to manifest it in the life experience.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
You're on with Lord Metatron.
Greetings. I would like to ask about the potentials that you see unfolding for the cosmic triggers coming up this month with the new moon and the equinox and the blood moon eclipse at the end of the month, and not to mention other planetary alignment seems quite to be the activating time. Could you share with us some of the potentials you see and these activating dynamics?
Yes, these are very extensive dynamics that are in play now. And it will catapult the consciousness of humanity in general. The alignments that you are seeing in the planets and in the eclipses and in the configurations of the moon, the eclipses, and the blood moon, the significance of that blood moon. All of these are very potent and expansive energetics designed to catapult humanity into a more expansive and coherent state of consciousness. Now, that said, it is very, very important that you not have any expectations on how that manifests for you personally, but just devote yourself to receiving them, spending the time in that quietness of your being, knowing who you are. Many of you have done extensive clearing, and as these energetics come in, they stir up a lot of anomalies within the collective consciousness. Some of you will think that these are personal fragments that you have further to clear. That is not necessarily true. You have been on a spiritual path and you have been working for some time in this clearing capacity. Take note that these are collective fragmentations that you are now beginning to clear for the collectiveness of humanity as they are stirred up by these vast energies. So you do a great service to the collective consciousness of humanity when you recognize this and you see it as an opportunity to receive the light and then transmit it into those anomalies, transforming them into a more coherent state. So this is what you are called upon to do now, to receive in your body. And when these fragments surface, don't take them as a personal problem, but see it as a collective, not a problem, but a collective energy that is beginning to be transmuted by these vast energies. Now, it is not just this month of September that these alignments and these energetics, Christed energetics from Source are coming into the planetary system. They will continue through the remainder of 2015, so that humanity then is in a position in 2016 to create quite differently. So it is in the receiving that you benefit all. For your question,
thank you.
And your comment.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, our last question of the evening. You're on with Lord Metatron.
Hello, Lord Metatron. Some teachers speak about a Taurus, and I was wondering whether that is the same as the star tetrahedron?
The Taurus you were speaking of?
Yes.
No, it is different. It is an energetic. The Taurus is the way in which the energies move on the planet and within the body. The Christed matrix is an energetic matrix that holds in form that Christed configuration is specific to Christ consciousness, where the Taurus is all energetic components of you as that vast being, and the way in which they flow around and through the body in a consistent way.
Okay, thank you. I was just wondering how the two relate to each other.
Well, very much so, because you impregnate that Christed matrix and you draw from it, and that then is part of that energetic flow of you as an energetic being. And it is represented, it is shown in that Taurus configuration, because it flows in and around the physical portion of you. So it flows within as well as around.
Right. Okay. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for your question. This has been a wonderful gathering, and your questions were very relevant to the time in which you are experiencing these vast energies of Source. And we are delighted for all of your participation and your questions. We are delighted to be with you. Many, many beings, many archangelics, many angelics are with you now, individually and collectively. We are so devoted to helping you resurrect Earth as a Christed planet, and to expand your consciousness and your awareness of the vastness of who you are. But most important, beloveds, I leave with you this concept of this covenant between you and Source that is eternal and is regardless of whether you are in possession of a physical form or not. That covenant between you and Source is always available. Visit it often. See it emanating from your energetic field of your body and of your spirit. Thank you for receiving us this evening. Blessings, beloveds.
Well, thank you, Lord Metatron, for joining us this evening. It's truly wonderful to hear your message and for you to share all those ideas with us. We are truly very, very grateful. Thank you. Now, our next month Ask the Archangel session will take place on October the 13th at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, so mark that in your books, gang, October 13th. And of course, as always, if you cannot make the session live and have questions, please send me an email and we'll make sure that those questions get answered. And please don't forget to give us feedback when you can. Thank you all for listening this evening, and we wish you a wonderful month, smile, and blessings.